Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's midday news package for today, Thursday, October 30th. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. We apologize for the late start of the news. In our headlines, CADRES poll predicts a DLP win. From the region, World Bank Caribbean economies adopt a record number of reforms. And on the international scene, Burkina Faso Parliament set ablaze. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. The details coming up.
Get up to 36% off selected items only at Quartz. Yes, Dominica, we've come a long way. And now we're celebrating 36 years of independence. And Quartz is helping you celebrate in a big way with up to 36% off selected items. Offer on for 2 days only, Friday 31st October and Saturday November 1st. And applies to both cash and credit purchases. Don't miss it. Up to 36% off selected items, 2 days only at Quartz. Happy Independence. And it's Dominica from Quartz, bringing value home.
Bring out that exceptional taste in your cooking with First Choice Cooking Oil. Make First Choice Cooking Oil your number one choice for all your frying and cooking needs as it hits to the right temperature, bringing a consistency, quality, and flavor to your dishes. First Choice not only cooks right, but the price is just right too. Ask for it by name. First Choice, that's my cooking oil. Astafan, making life affordable. Available at Astafan Supercenter and Islandwide. Astafan, right place, right price.
The curtains will come down on the 12th edition of Lime Creole in the Park today. It is expected to be another great day for the entire family at the Botanical Gardens today, with the weather forecasted to be fair to partly cloudy. Day four will come to a close with performances from Swinging Stars, Danger Band, CHS Dance Troupe, Ecstasy Band, Ace Abanton, and the Buyo Pioneers. Thus far, the event has been described as epic, with good weather and thrilling performances from the Midnight Groovers, Freddie and Friends, the Buyo Evolution, Triple K and Skinny Fabulous, among others. The Caribbean Development Research Services CADRES, in disclosing findings of a recent poll, predicts that the Dominica Labour Party will win a fourth consecutive term in office. CADRES on Wednesday, 29th October, released the findings of an opinion survey in which 48 residents of each constituency were questioned through face-to-face interviews between October 17th and 20th, 2014. According to Director of CADRES, Peter Wickham, the study was conducted with only one person per every third household being questioned. Most significantly, the CADRES poll revealed a political swing in a positive direction for the UWP, with a plus 4% statistic, while he projected a political swing of a negative 2% away from the Dominica Labour Party. Wickham added, however, that the direction of the swing is consistent in both instances with what would be a normal trend in the case of a fourth-term government in the Caribbean.
One of the most significant observations in this last public opinion poll is the national swing. National swing is a figure that is generated by CADRES. It's an estimation based on the change in party support between the last election and this election. Of course, we estimate this election, the last election, is a matter of public record. What we're seeing is that at this time, there has been a swing of minus 2 percentage points away from the Dominica Labour Party, and a swing of 4 percentage points towards the United Workers' Party. This variation between the two projections is the result simply of the fact that the swing estimation that we use relies on historical data, and the history of Dominica, of course, includes the Dominica Freedom Party that would have accounted for 2 or 3 percentage points in the last election. Since we've taken that figure out, because they're not a factor in this election, that's the reason why you're seeing more swing towards the UWP than you're seeing away from the Dominica Labour Party. So we're looking at a 2 percentage point swing away from the Dominica Labour Party and a 4 percentage point swing towards the United Workers' Party.
According to Wickham, the predictions made in the poll indicates that the elections will be contested stronger in a number of seats, namely Roseau North, Wesley, Laplane, Montjean, and Roseau Central constituencies.
We're estimating that this election will be fought in basically four seats that are the battleground for the Dominica Labour Party. These are seats that the Dominica Labour Party currently holds. So they will fight to hold on to Roseau North, Wesley, Laplane, Montjean, and Roseau Central, which is a UWP seat. We imagine that the UWP will fight to hold on to that one, and that would be the most logical seat that the Dominica Labour Party would be able to grow their support in. With a swing projection of minus 2 percentage points, it can go either way, in the sense that you could have, within that margin of error, you can have actual growth of the Dominica Labour Party for a fourth time, or alternatively, you can have a deterioration further of UWP's fortunes that takes it to more than 2 percentage points, because that's the way that the swing estimation goes. You have a margin of error in there.
The Division of Culture and the National Cultural Council will once again present the annual Madame Wabduyet on a Thursday evening at the Arak House of Culture. The five ladies who are prepped to vie for the Madame Wabduyet title are Silma Cuffey of Portersville, Claudette McIntyre of Trafalgar, Gwyneth Lazar of Grand Four, Jacqueline Alexander of Granby, and Seraphine Joseph of Kingshill. The Madame Wabduyet show is a very popular and highly entertaining event, especially the talent round. The reigning Madame Wabduyet, Veronique Nicholas, will make her final walk and sash the winner at Thursday's pageant. There will be appearances by Miss Wabduyet Dominica Malaysia Benjamin and Miss Zadshir Dupi, Miss Wabduyet USA, respectively. The show will also feature performances by Ophelia, Mikkel Henderson, Pitted Savannah Cultural Group, Whitey Kubali Dance Theatre Company, Sonia Lloyd, and Paybush Drummers. Dominica is a Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has defended his government's decision to rename the island's main airport. On Monday, the government renames the Melville Hall Airport, Douglas Charles Airport, after two former Prime Ministers, Roosevelt Douglas and Pierre Charles. Notwithstanding that the reasons given for renaming the airport were to honor the late Prime Ministers, who died at a point where each were battling with the task of transforming the economy, Prime Minister Skerrit also states that history revealed that the airport was named after a colonial master. He says it is surprising that even with this information, some persons would object to the renaming.
So it is for these and other reasons why we in the government took a deliberate decision to rename the Melville Airport in the name of Rosie Douglas and Pierre Charles, to call it the Douglas Charles Airport. And when we decided to do this, we decided to do a research on the history of Melville Airport. And every Dominican was astounded to learn that the airport was named after some colonial master, some slave owner, some slave owner. And it is extraordinary for us to, in this day and age, for some people to object to the renaming of the airport in honor of our two fallen heroes, people who sacrificed their lives for the welfare and well-being of the whole of Dominica, for anybody to object to this. But as I said, if they rather the name Melville Hall, they can still call it in their minds, Melville Hall, and so forth. But when they will fill the ID cards, they must fill Douglas Charles Airport as the last public department.
Get. In news from the region, staff cuts could be on the way at LEAT as operators of the regional aircraft service prepare to reduce the number of planes by two. In response to speculation about those staff cuts, LEAT issued the following statement. LEAT is about to embark on its annual budget planning exercise and to put in place its operational plans for 2015. As a result of the airline's fleet transition program, LEAT will be a smaller airline in 2015 than in 2014, operating a fleet of 9 aircraft as opposed to 11 in 2014. LEAT Chief Executive Officer David Evans says, and I quote, "Like any responsible business, we have to examine our cost base, and if we fly fewer aircrafts in 2015 than in 2014, we also need to reduce our costs to reflect this." The government of Dominica made an $8 million investment in LEAT in 2012. It is unclear how this move will affect Dominica amidst rumors that the airline would soon be cutting night landing flights into the island. In news from the region, the World Bank says many Caribbean countries have implemented at least one reform in their economies over the past year, making it easier for local entrepreneurs to do business. In a new report released, the World Bank says there were 12 reforms in total, a historical high for the region. Doing Business 2015, Going Beyond Efficiency, finds that Jamaica had the region's biggest improvement in the ease of doing business in the past year, thanks to three reforms in areas measured by the report. It says Jamaica streamlines the requirements for starting a business, reduced the cost of getting an electricity connection, and established new credit bureaus, while also adopting a new secure transaction law that broadens the range of assets that can be used as collateral. And on the international scene, protesters angry at plans to allow Burkina Faso's president, Blaise Compaoré, to extend his 27-year rule have set fire to parliament. Correspondents say the city hall and ruling party headquarters are also in flames. A huge crowd is surging towards the presidential palace and the main airport has been shut. MPs have suspended a vote on changing the constitution to allow Mr. Compaoré to stand for re-election next year. And that's this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of our headlines. Cadres poll predicts a DLP win. World Bank, Caribbean economies adopt record number of reforms. And Burkina Faso Parliament set ablaze. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.